Hello there. So this is going to be a quick review of the GL iNet Barrel AX GL 3000, whatever the heck, router thing. So a few weeks ago, I was in a situation. I was on a mission trip, actually, and we stayed at a college dorm. And their Wi-Fi was really slow, but I brought my computer and an Ethernet cable, and I connected my computer, and I almost got full gigabit speeds through that Ethernet cable, which I thought was pretty impressive and interesting. Unfortunately, though, I couldn't use that connection for my phone, though, which I was less impressed by. So I wanted a solution for that, and I did some looking and I did some thinking, and I remembered a video that I'd seen a long time ago from a YouTube channel called Crosstalk Solutions that I watch. And he did a little bit of a walkthrough of this device, and I thought it was pretty cool when I watched it. But I went ahead and bought the thing. It was like $70, and I was able to use it this week, and I wanted to share it with you because of how useful I found it. So this little device is just a bit wider than my iPhone 15, and it's a little bit shorter as far as bottom to top goes, and a little thicker. So it fits in my palm pretty easily. Like, it doesn't take up my full hand. And it's made of plastic. It's got two antennas, one on the left and one on the right. And they're both, you know, pretty sturdy feeling antennas. They're not like loose or anything like that. It's got a USB-C port on the back, two Ethernet cables, and a USB-A port as well. And it came with a really nice, one of those flat Ethernet cables that are really neat. I'd never seen one of those before, but it came with one of those. It was about maybe like a 2 feet, 3 feet cable. It was pretty nice, and I tested that cable, and it worked perfectly fine, which I was surprised at. Anyways, the coolest thing about this is that it has a lot of different ways that it can work. It's just like any router you would see at your house, pretty much. Like, it supports all that normal stuff that you would expect. You know, just a home network and guest network. It creates a subnet, it does all the routing and stuff like that for you. But the nice thing about it is that it supports all sorts of different ways to get an internet connection from. Like, normally you would get a connection through an Ethernet cable that you connect to a cable modem or a fiber terminal. But this also supports several other ways. For example, it supports wireless repeater mode, which is exactly what it sounds like. You pull a existing wireless connection, and the router takes that connection from the existing network and rebroadcasts it under its own SSID. And it's also pretty cool because it supports, you know, hotels, how they usually sometimes will have those captive portals. It supports being able to connect through those captive portals, and you can either bypass them, or if you can't bypass them, you can connect through them. And it will support that and work perfectly well, which I haven't tested that yet, but I'm going to have to do that. And I'll let you know how it goes once I do. Haven't really encountered a situation where they had those yet. Anyways, it supports the wireless repeater mode. It supports USB tethering, which is also really nice. So if you wanted to plug your iPhone or your Android phone into the back of this thing, you can do that, and it charges your phone at the same time. So you're not going to just die, as long as you have USB-C power, which is really easy to do, by the way. You can power this through, like, basically anything. I plugged this into, like, one of those weak, old iPhone power adapters from, like, ages ago. And it worked, which was very surprising. But anyways, you probably shouldn't do that, though, especially if you're using tethering, because your phone's going to need more power than that thing can provide on its own anyways. But yeah, you can power this thing on surprisingly little. Then lastly, it supports 5G, 4G modems that are like standalone devices. So if you were out in the middle of nowhere and you wanted to use your phone to connect to the travel router, you could do that and you wouldn't have to use your mobile hotspot data. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to connect through this thing. You can choose like multi-WAN too. So like you can do, if the main network fails, if the main Ethernet fails, then connect through wireless repeater through this other network. Or you can say connect through USB tethering to my mobile hotspot or through my 5G, 4G modem. So there's a lot of different options and things that you can do with this. It supports Tailscale, WireGuard, all the different VPNs. It's just great. It's a great little device. and especially for the cost, it's very minimal. I'm just going to tell you really quickly about a time that this was very useful for me. Like I said, I had an experience at a university where it didn't have Ethernet. Well, it had Ethernet, but I couldn't use it for my phone, which was really annoying, and so I was stuck using their really slow Wi-Fi. But this week, I stayed at a camp, and there was basically no cell data at all where my bed was, where I was using my phone for the most part. Maybe sometimes I'd get a bar of LTE that would give you about maybe 5-6 minutes a second, and maybe 0.2 up, which just isn't enough for anything. Like, you can't even scroll social media or do Twitter or anything like that, which is most of what I do. So I brought the thing because I knew that the reception was going to be bad. It has been in the past. And so I brought this this travel router just to prepare and see if I could make the situation better. So I looked at my networks when I got there, and there was my phone did not show anything. It showed that there were no networks available, no 5G, no 2.4G, anything on the Wi-Fi end. So I plugged this device into the, I have a USB port on a power strip of mine, and I put it at a decent elevation up on the top bunk, on a top bed that no one was using. I put it up there, and I scanned for wireless networks to repeat, and I found the closest building to me and connected to it. And I was pretty surprised. It did a lot better than my phone would have. My phone couldn't even see it, and this thing got about 15, maybe 5, 10, 15 megs a second, just depended on if anybody was parked in front of the dorm. We had golf carts, and when a golf cart would park up there, then it would not be great at first. And that was over the 5G network. And when I was in the building that I was connecting to, I'd get about 80, 90, 100 megs a second. They had some sort of fiber link. I think the fiber optics came into like the main building of that camp. And then they somehow wirelessly bridged it over to all the other buildings on the campus, which I thought was very interesting. Some of their situations were bad, but other buildings weren't so bad. And this was one of the good ones, luckily. So I connected it over to that. I got 5, 10, 15 megs a second. Latency was a lot better. LTE latency is really terrible, by the way. You know, it wasn't the best thing I'd ever used, but it would work. So I got bored one night, and I'm like, okay, well, 5G works, but 2.4G usually has better range. And so I set the repeater mode on this router here not to use 5G. I set it to use 2.4G. And I was shocked. I did a speed test, and instead of getting 5, 10, 15, I got 40, 50 megabits down and about 60 up one time when I tested. And it reduced my latency. It reduced everything. Everything just went, I was flying, you know. And so after a bit, I realized, okay, well, maybe I could put the guest network of this thing to use and give other people some faster internet, because there was nothing, right? Like, this guy brought his Starlink dish. That's how bad it was. He was like, no, we're not even going to bother. We're going to use a Starlink. And I'm sure he was on one of those temporary plans, which gives you like 50 gigs a month. And yeah, he probably paid a fortune for that. Good luck, dude. So we were getting, you know, 40, 50 megs down, 50, 60 up on a regular. And when it was being slowed down, I gave the guest network, I just literally named it Hello, and put no password on it and let everyone connect to it. And, you know, I had a good 20, 30, 40 people on it, especially in the evenings when everyone was in the dorms and everything had already closed for the day at the camp. And it slowed down in the evenings to about 20, 30. But considering that there were that many people on there and a lot of them were streaming Netflix and things like that, I could tell it has some sort of traffic logger thing that I turned off after the first night because I realized it was on. You know, they were making good use of that network, and it handled it very well. And keep in mind, that building that I was connecting to was probably 0.2 miles away. Like, it wasn't just right next to the dorm where we were staying at. So yeah, I would definitely recommend you buy this thing. If you want me to make a more detailed recording about this, I can. It was really helpful this week. I had encrypted DNS turned on. I connected it to my next DNS profile, and it was great. No issues with it whatsoever. It was fast. You can connect it to Tailscale, WireGuard, OpenVPN, all those different things, and route all your network traffic through there. So if you don't want to have your, if I didn't want to have the camp people spying on whatever I was doing, I could have connected it over like an exit node or something like that, and it would have been perfectly fine. I'll try that out when I go on vacation. Maybe I will unplug their router and plug this in at the place we stay. Another good thing about this, if I did that, we stayed at a place about 2 years ago. It was an Airbnb, and they had their router plugged in. And whenever we would set the AC down to like a reasonable number, maybe like 70, 72, they would always adjust the thermostat remotely to like 78, 82, 84. And they would do this in the middle of the night, too. It was terrible. But I couldn't unplug it because they had the Spectrum. It's an ISP here in the U.S. They had their Spectrum router plugged in, and we were having to use that. So if I unplugged it, everything would go away. So I didn't do that. But I might just do that. Anyways, hopefully you enjoyed this. If you're interested in a longer, maybe like an overview of the web interface or the mobile app, be glad to provide it. I'll see you later.